Before actually beginning to cut, Enrico Caruso told us the hows and whys and discussed some checks and balances. Once he starts wielding the scissors, we'll direct your attention to the numbered illustrations inside the LP jacket cover. This way, you can follow a picture story as Caruso describes his technique.
I'm going to cut Lisa's hair in two tiers in the back. The outer hair that comes down from the crown should be about 1 inch longer than the underneath hair at the nape of the neck. That way it will move nicely and freely, and if desired, can be wrapped under, with the short under hair acting as a kind of support. The side hair will follow the same line, the same level, right around to the face. No shortening up at all. Just cut bluntly and evenly all the way around. Before I start cutting, I check the natural tendencies of the hair, see if there are any calyx I need to take into consideration. While I'm planning a haircut that's supposed to look completely even on both sides in the front, I may have to ad lib a little here. If the hair has a strong tendency to favor one side rather than the other, the haircut may have to be cut slightly different on each side to appear to be even. Otherwise, the hair might separate of its own accord at one place or another and look far from even. You have to use your judgment on this. It's very personal. You can generally see natural cowlicks if you wet the hair and comb through, pushing it here and there, seeing the direction it moves in. Now I pin the top hair forward, out of my way, and take a look at the underneath hair at the nape of the neck. Is the hairline all right? It might be a little too low in proportion to the head. If it's too low, I clear it, sometimes with wax, or I might bleach it light enough so it won't show. Even scissor it very close. It's all according to the situation. I never use clippers. I don't like them. The look is much too bristly. I always use scissors because I like the kind of an edge you can get with scissors.
Now, look at illustration number one to see how Caruso holds the hair.
I hold the hair firmly in the grip of my comb as I cut. With the hair kept wet and held smoothly this way, I can get an even line. No crimps or cowlicks springing up to throw me off. Once the hair at the nape of the neck is done, I comb down the hair from the crown of the head. As I mentioned before, the outer tier of hair is going to be a little longer, about an inch. Just enough longer to fall nicely, to curve under or out if I wish, without any wisps or stragglers popping out from underneath.
Now check illustration number two.
I press through both layers of hair, tight against the hollow of the neck with my comb. This gives me good control, and I can gauge the difference in the length of the two layers as I cut.
And number three.
Once they seem about right, I comb away from the back of the neck loosely, and here I check the length as it will fall when combed naturally.
Now look at illustration number four.
The last thing in the back is to trim the edge. The top layer should curve around the underneath hair if the cut is right. Turns under at a touch. Now that I've got a good back guideline, I start on the sides.
Take a look at illustration number five.
I'm cutting the front hair as part of the sides, distributed equally on both sides, or as close to equal as possible, depending upon the natural tendencies of the hair. I cut straight around. The side hair is completely lined up with the back hair. Of course, it's being treated as a top layer because hair at the front and sides is considerably thinner. The cutting edge is blunt and even. If you decide to keep the sides longer to a point about 2 inches lower at the neck, it may slope down just a little. But unless you're working on a very young girl, don't slope the hair at too much of an angle down toward the face, as downward lines are not flattering in a 35-year-old and older bracket. The haircut should be even. Once again, this is a matter of personal taste and judgment. Depends on what your customer needs. I keep looking in the mirror as I cut. It helps me gauge the evenness on both sides.
Now, will you please note illustration number six?
Once they look even, I test the sides with my hand. Sort of hold the very edge of the hair in the palm of my hand to see that the hair is absolutely blunt, straight and even. Now I've got to see how it combs and how it feels.
Let's take a look, shall we, at illustration number seven.
Now I cross-check the evenness to make sure a woman won't run into any problems if she happens to comb it a little differently when she gets home. I test it, Comb all the hair from a point at the left temple to the right side. If any of it is noticeably longer, I cut it. Then I do the same thing on the other side. This will not throw off the effect of your haircut, but it will give your customer a little leeway in her combing direction.
And now see illustration number 8.
Finally, I comb the hair behind the ears, smoothly and curved, and check the edge all around the head from one ear to the other. If there are any stragglers, you can catch them now.
Aside from checking for stragglers, Caruso told us that this is the point where he checks for any necessary thinning.
I don't recommend thinning more than once in about 3 haircuts, but it has to be done occasionally when necessary. Hair has to move, and it gets sluggish if it's too heavy. Don't thin everywhere, just where it needs it. If the hair is shorter, it needs to be lighter, or else it will sit flat on top of the head and spread without shape at the sides and back. You have to let your sense of touch be your guide. Do not thin near partings or at the hairline where the thinned ends may pop up, and start thinning a good 1.5 inches away from the scalp, even more if hair is particularly thick or wiry, because you don't want your thinnings to look like broken hair sticking out. Very heavy hair can be thinned with a razor on the underside of each strand, but do avoid using a razor on natural curly hair. It brings out the curl even more. I thin with regular scissors, tapering, effilating small strands, strand after strand lightly in places that are a little too heavy, just where it needs it. It's a must to double-check your haircut now. If there's anything wrong, any irregularities, they must be caught before you start your set. Never even out ends or stragglers after you've set and combed the hair out, because you'll ruin the line of your cut.
Now to test the haircut. As you listen, check illustration number 9.
In testing the haircut, I look at it from all angles. Push it, hold it, check the shape, the weight, the feeling. How will it work? Why not find out?
Why not? See illustration number 10. Number 8 shows the hair combed smooth, while number 10 illustrates an interesting dressed topknot.
I like to preview a few wet hairstyles. Here, for example, I pull the sides up and fasten the hair at the crown, then twist the surplus into a kind of graceful little mop. This could be done in a moment, even after swimming.
Well, that's what I call good proof of a haircut that can hold its own. Now Enrico Caruso is ready to roll up the hair.